How to ask in prayer. Petition. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Quiet Time Coaching, episode 249. And today we're talking about petition. How to ask God. Now, this recording is a set of a series based on a book called How to Pray by Pete Gregg that I'm reading. And I'm also discussing with the Renovare Book Club. All the links are in the show notes. And we're going to be focused on it for a while yet. And if you haven't caught the previous recordings on this book, you might like to check them out. Indeed, you might like to read the book. I've very much enjoyed it. I finished it. And I can thoroughly recommend it as a very helpful book for a mature Christian or a young Christian as to how to pray. You don't have to agree with everything in the book. I don't agree with absolutely everything, but the principles behind what Pete Gregg writes are incontestable. They're so helpful. So today we're going to reflect on the fifth chapter of the book called Petition, How to Ask God. And perhaps the theme scripture would be Matthew 6, verse 11. Give us today our daily bread. So last week we explored adoration. And if that ought to be the easiest thing to do in our times of quiet with God, in the sense that God is so awesome, it should be easy to adore him, although perhaps it's more challenging. We looked at that last week. Perhaps the most common thing, though, is for people to ask. And I think when they do surveys of people, ask them what they pray about, the most common aspect of prayer that people practice is asking. Now, the question is, are we asking with the right motives? And what are we expecting? You see, there's more than one kind of asking. In particular, we will look at asking for our own needs this week and then asking for the needs of others next week. The latter request will come then, but this week we're going to discuss requests made to God for what we need. So with these thoughts in mind, let's turn to these suggestions from the book to help us to petition. First of all, Pete writes about the law of asking. You see, we do a lot of asking in our lives generally, don't we? From childhood on, even into adulthood. And there's nothing wrong with asking. It's healthy to carry a natural sense of asking into our times of prayer. In fact, the word prayer in English comes from the Middle English word meaning to ask earnestly. Think about the Lord's Prayer. It contains several requests. Give us, forgive us, lead us, deliver us. These are all requests. In fact, Jesus said in John 14, verse 14, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And again, in Luke 11, verse 9, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And then James, in his epistle, wrote in James chapter 4, verse 2, you do not have because you do not ask God. So why do we take our requests to God? Because he is able to do, here and now, in our material world, all the things that you and I cannot. Now, we might call those things miracles, or perhaps more precisely and simply, answered prayer. Nevertheless, however we term them, they are acts of God responding to our requests. In the book, Pete Gregg quotes Walter Wink, who said this, miracle is just a word we use for the things the powers have deluded us into thinking that God is unable to do. We ask God because he can do what we cannot. So what else lies behind asking? Why do we need to ask? This is a good question, isn't it? God knows everything, right? So if God knows everything, including the inclinations of our hearts, why do we even need to ask? I think it's a fair question. So Pete Gregg references blind Bartimaeus in Luke 18, and Jesus asks him, what do you want me to do for you? So why did Jesus ask him? Why did Jesus ask him what he wanted when it was blindingly obvious? Forgive the pun. Pete says this, God asks us to ask for at least three reasons. First, because the act of asking is relational. in a way that mere wishing is not. You can wish for something, but it doesn't connect with anybody. But asking is relational, and we're meant to have a relationship with God. He wants that, and we need it. The second reason is that asking is necessary because it's vulnerable. It makes us vulnerable. It puts us in a position of knowing that we need Him. And blessed are the poor in spirit, those who know their need, and it helps us. Because when we know we need Him and we ask, and it reminds us that we need Him, it helps us to be in that place of dependence upon God. And third, asking is intentional. It involves the activation of our wills, he says. So it's about thinking through what we want and talking about it with God. We ask. Why? Why do we need to ask? Because it's part of a relationship. Thirdly, free will and God's will. How does our will fit with God's in terms of the way we pray and petition? Blaise Pascal, the French philosopher, said that God has instituted prayer to impart to his creatures the dignity of causality. Pete says, we are God's partners in the great project of creation. God brings us into partnership with him. He gives us the dignity of causality. Pete goes on to say, we tend to expect the King of Kings to be a great dictator and might even prefer him to rule in such a manner. But in fact, he is the great delegator whose divine nature is not to dominate, subjugate, and control, but to serve, listen, and empower. I actually really love that phrase, and it might be one worth listening back to, writing down, and meditating on in your own time of prayer, that God is the great delegator whose divine nature is not to dominate, subjugate, and control, but to serve, listen, and empower. That's worth some praying over and thinking about. So while God does not give us a formula for how to get our prayers answered, and we cannot manipulate him, we do appear to be in a position to influence him and events. What an awesome responsibility, then, it is to pray. Fourthly, praying in the name of Jesus. We're called to pray in the name of Jesus. Praying in his name gives us confidence that our prayers will be heard and answered. But what kind of prayer is it to pray in the name of Jesus? What does that mean? Well, Pete writes this, to pray in the name of Jesus means asking for things that are consistent with his character and aligned with his purpose. Praying in the name of Jesus means wanting what God wants, aligning our wills with his will, our words with his word, and our personal preferences with his eternal and universal purposes. What he's getting at there is that when we pray in the name of Jesus, we're not casting some kind of magic spell over our prayers. We are saying, God, please answer these prayers in as much as they fit with the nature and the character and the teaching of Jesus. Perhaps more than anything, praying in the name of Jesus is a reminder of the privilege we have of access to the Father through our friend, brother, and Savior. Fifthly and finally, praying in faith. True faith. What does it mean to pray in faith? True faith is not having faith in faith, or faith in the faithfulness of our prayers, as if there's some magic, again, some kind of formula of magic and potion in our prayers, but faith in the person of Christ and a lifestyle of practicing trust in Jesus. Pete Gregg goes on to quote Hudson Taylor, the great apostle to China, who said that the issue is not greater faith, but faith in a great God. How do we grow in this kind of faith? Pete suggests several things which I'll list here. One is just to celebrate the small things that God does. Don't miss those. Don't forget those small things, those relatively small, anyway, at least as they seem to us, those small answers to prayer. And he also suggests writing down answered prayers and going back over them regularly. Studying the promises of God in Scripture. committing them to memory, praying over those promises, and spending time around spiritually inspired fellow believers, and doing so regularly. He says, faith is God's gift to us. Faithfulness is ours to Him. Perhaps perseverance in prayer is the least inspiring aspect of asking. Persistent, persevering petition is the hallmark of a faithful believer. We do not know how nor when Jesus will answer our prayers. Some may not be answered in our lifetime. However, as Pete says, Jesus has told us to persevere in prayer, not to abandon our cars at every amber light, to keep revving the engine, faithfully asking until His answer finally comes. So today we talked about petition, about asking, about the fact that we need to ask because it's relational, the fact that we do have the opportunity to influence God and events, and that as we pray in the name of Jesus, we're not praying just because that's some kind of formula, but because as we pray that prayer in the name of Jesus, we're reminding ourselves that we must pray in His character, in His nature, and aligning ourselves with God's will, and praying in faith, and persevering in those prayers, because we trust that God has something good in mind. So some questions for us to think about. What stands out to you today about the whole topic of petition, of asking? And how might your prayer life grow if you could learn how to petition God with faith? Why not make petition a part of your daily prayers for the next few days? Make sure every day to ask faithfully, to ask in Jesus' name, and to ask because God wants to know what's on your heart. He wants to connect with you. He wants to partner with you in forming and shaping the next day, the next part of your life. Well, I've added in the show notes some resources mentioned in the book, some prayer tools and the website that they're on, prayercourse.org, and a suggestion from Pete Gregors to further reading the book by Hudson Taylor called A Man in Christ by Roger Steer, a book on Hudson Taylor rather, by Roger Steer. You might find that interesting. He was known as a man of prayer. I would love to know what you think about this whole topic. Or if you've read the book, I'd like to know what you think about it. If you've not read it, just what you think about the topic of petition. And if you've got any thoughts, do leave a comment. Leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording, or you can send me an email with your thoughts. It's malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Or you can leave a message at my website, because there's a voicemail facility directly there on the website, which is malcolmcox.org. And if you have any questions about the Bible's teachings, theological, technical, practical, send me your questions or suggestions. And if you'd like a free copy of my book on spiritual disciplines called How God Grows His People, then sign up for my newsletter at the website. You'll see the form there on malcolmcox.org. If you know anybody else that would benefit from this recording, please pass the link on, subscribe to the podcast, and leave me a review if you can. So until the next time, take care and God bless.